It's Friday!
Line it up, baby! Hey.
Jesus, criminy.
This is Evan the Holy Spirit, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evan the Holy Spirit.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, it's Wegs here in studio for another edition of Talking Sports. Randy is out and about celebrating a graduation this weekend. Hope everybody's enjoying time with their families as their kids, friends, cousins, nephews, nieces, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's moving on to the next portion of their life. So there's that. Secondly, I want to make sure that everybody out there is doing okay because I had a little bit of rough weather come in, had a little bit of a marine advisory, winds at like 40 miles an hour or something crazy like that. So hopefully everybody's doing well out there and able to pay attention to this next awesome hour of sports that we're going to be talking. So that note, 866-826-1340. That's 866-1340. Give us a call. Anything you want to talk about, fair game. We have a lot of different stuff to talk about, anywhere from the blast that we saw in Arlington between Odor and Joey Bats, Joe Bautista, Jose Bautista. We have championship going back to Cleveland. It's been a little bit with Stipe Miocic at UFC 198. We have the Preakness tomorrow, big deal. The second crown of the Triple Crown. We're going to see if Nyquist has what it takes to win the second leg. We have Rowdies. They're going to be playing against FC Cincinnati, U.S. Open Cup. So lots of different stuff to get to. But first off, or second off, third off, whatever. Game four tonight. Bolts. Penguins. Little bit of a rough night for Bolts fans on Wednesday. I really didn't see a very, very polished team like we're expecting to see at this level and just that we come to expect with the Bolts. One of the things that I really noticed, and depending on what outlets you listen to, watch, read, whatever it is to get your information, I know some of them out there are saying that shots were an issue, either too many for Pittsburgh, not enough for the Lightning, stuff like that. And it's like, well, okay, I see that. I mean, bottom line, you have to take advantage of the shots that you do take. For whatever reason, you may not feel that you're getting enough shots, but they're good enough to make good on any of their shots. They're at that level. Obviously, you need to try to make things easier on your goalie. We don't have Bishop still. I personally have not seen anything saying whether or not he will be playing. So there's that. Hopefully he's doing well enough where he will be coming back. But we may be seeing Vasilevsky again. Looking at a game preview, it looks like Bishop will be doubtful for tonight. But I guess there's still a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. So we might see number 88 back between the pipes again. I just thought that the passing was actually a big reason why they weren't playing the type of game that they're used to playing. It just did not look crisp. They gave the puck away multiple times fairly easily, and it was obviously tough. It's tough to try to get those shots, put those plays together if you're giving the puck away, especially if you're in your own zone. It just makes things a whole lot tougher on yourself. You're giving them more shots. You're not getting your own shots. You're not letting plays develop. You're not allowing the puck to do the work too. This might sound kind of crazy, but one of the things in my high school days playing soccer, our coach always used to tell us, make the ball do the work. It's about trying to get into space when you're on offense, trying to open up the space, give yourself room to work, get into space so that you're already in place once the ball comes to you. Same sort of thing. You have to make sure you're in the right spots, and then you make your passes, and you end up putting a lot less stress on yourself with handling the puck. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. If you don't allow the play to develop, or if you're giving the puck away, then it's going to be really, really hard to try to do what you want to do. And you end up tiring your guys out, regardless of what line you have out there. It makes it a lot harder to play at a playoff hockey level deep into a game. And we saw as time went on, just more goals. They got the goal back, their one goal. They got back fairly quickly after the second for the Penguins, but it just kept on deteriorating and was not a pretty sight to see. But we will get a chance to see them once again, 8 o'clock tonight on NBCSN. That is if you're not going to the game yourself. It is a sold out game, as one would expect. So if you're going to the game, have fun. Go Bolts, obviously. Stay safe. If you're, purchasing your ticket or tickets through the secondary market, I'll put it that way, make sure that you don't get anything pulled over on you. Don't want to get taken for a ride on your tickets. But it's going to be exciting, as it always is. Playoff hockey is the best time of the year, one of the best times of the year. I think that's one of the best parts of sports is playoffs in general, but with the speed of hockey, it's hard to beat that, especially with the way things have been going for the Bolts over the last couple of years. They're making those steps towards trying to be a championship team. They went to the finals last year, didn't finish off the Hawks, and they're back sort of in a similar position, trying to get to that same position. And we actually were seeing that with the Cavs as well in the NBA, the playoffs. They're trying to do their work, and so far they're succeeding against the Toronto Raptors. And I don't know, it's one of those things where, do you think that the Raptors really deserve to be here? Not much has been expected of the Raptors. They don't have the pressure, the expectations, if you will, like the Cavs do, or even the Heat did before they lost. And so it sort of makes them a little bit dangerous, because it's like they have nothing to lose, and the Cavs have everything to lose, since that's who we think. I think the majority of the sports watching public think the Cavs are going to win. They're already up 2-0, obviously. Which, if they can sweep the Raptors, which I think is possible, borderline probable, then they'll be able to maybe even get a couple days rest before having to face the Warriors. Yes, I think the Warriors will be facing the Cavs once again. They still have to get through the Thunder. It's a 1-1 series right now. The Thunder edged out the Warriors 108-102, but then come game two, you have that fire that's lit under the Warriors, and it's a 118-91 drumming. So it's going to be like, which team are we going to see from Golden State? Obviously, the Thunder, very capable, perennial playoffs recently. So it's like they know, they've been there. They've played the Warriors plenty enough to know how to take it to them and make it a competitive game and a competitive series. But as long as Curry stays healthy, as long as he keeps his knees and ankles the way they should be, it's going to be very, very tough. Even with even though the Thunder aren't down 2-0, it's still going to be tough to get through the Warriors. And I think it'll be interesting if we see a rematch of last year's finals. You have LeBron doing his work up in Cleveland. You don't have the same injuries that you're dealing with back last year. So you have a more complete team. You're not putting everything on one person, regardless of how good he is. So that makes you a lot better off than you were last year. But then you're still going up against the Golden State Warriors, setting a record for wins in the NBA. It's really tough for a team to set a record like that and to continue it going into the playoffs. They did their work during the regular season, and I can't remember if it was last week or when it was, but I made the correlation to the Seattle Mariners. They won 116 games. I believe that was 2001, and then they still didn't go to the World Series. They didn't even make it, much less compete for the World Series. So it's just, you're worn out by that time. And we're starting to see, again, with Curry and his injuries leading up into this part of the playoffs, it's going to be tough to try to keep that same momentum going the whole entire time. But especially when we're in these different playoff series, we're going to have people's opinions all over the place. So right before we hit our first break of the afternoon, let's go out and hear the opinion, the predictions from our Nostradamus. Rib, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great there, Wes. Got a prediction.
What's that?
It's going to be Cleveland and Golden State in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
It's going to be Pittsburgh Penguins and the San Jose Sharks in the NHL Finals. And it's going to be Nyquist to win the Preakness this weekend. And I love Big Ed for taking my phone call.
Quick question for you, Rib. Does Nyquist win the Triple Crown?
What's that there, Mr.
Does Does Nyquist win the Triple Crown this year?
Yes, sir. Nyquist wins the Triple Crown.
Okay, so write it down. We're going to have back-to-back Triple Crown winners. We didn't have a Triple Crown winner for 37 years, and all of a sudden now we have back-to-back back winners.
Yes.
I like it. That's a great prediction, Rib. I'm going to put money on it. And then when I win money, I'm going to split it with you. How does it sound?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sounds good.
8-8 for the Bucks this year. 8-8. Mark it down.
All right, I'll put money on that as well.
Okay, God bless.
Take care. Thanks for calling in, as always. For anybody else that would like to call in and let us know what you think the Lightning, Nyquist, the Golden State Warriors, the Cavs, anybody and everybody, call in. 866-826-1340. 866-1340. We are going to hit this first break. Plenty more to talk about. Make sure you stay with us here on Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
You know, one thing I want to talk about right before we get back into the sports scene, make sure you go to Tails Pet Spa. I get to take care of little Ziva, Randy's dog, while he is out of town. So I noticed that she got her fresh new haircut recently, and I know that Randy took her to Tails Pet Spa. 5404 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. They do anything from bathing and grooming to nails. And just so you know, for all new clients right now, they're doing a 20% off coupon. So what you can do is you can go to knockoutradio.com. On the right-hand side, on the site sponsors section, you see that coupon. When you see it there, if you go in there, make sure you tell them that Randy with Talking Sports sent you in, and you'll get that 20% discount as a new client. Helpful to be able to walk in. All their walk-ins are welcome. Or you can call them and schedule an appointment, 727-851-9924. Make sure you tell them Randy sent you. So we had actually a big weekend last weekend with UFC 198, and it was sort of one of those things where it's the shot heard around the world. Stipe Miocic, fighting out of Cleveland, Ohio, ended up going down to Curitiba, Brazil, fighting the heavyweight champ Fabricio Werdum, and completely just knocked him out. 247 in the first round. If you go back and you see the replays, this was a gigantic hit. And it was one of those things, we were talking about it a little bit on Talking Sports, but also on Knockout Radio on the Wednesday night show from 6 to 8 p.m. We were talking about what were the chances, who we thought, who we were picking. And it was one of those things where, well, yes, there's always a puncher's chance. Fabricio Werdum, we were saying how he's more of a well-rounded fighter because of his Brazilian jiu-jitsu capabilities. He's better at that than a lot of other heavyweights. But he did have some striking. Strong guy. He broke Travis Brown's rib when they were fighting at UFC on Fox 11 in Orlando. So he has that big power, but not quite as polished or crisp in any stretch of the imagination. But it was one of those things where Stipe always had a shot because he is a dangerously powerful guy who's very, very good at striking, and especially if it was earlier on in the fight, we were saying basically whoever lands that big punch first or that big kick first was going to have a really good shot, and that's exactly how it played out. Stipe just put it right onto Fabricio's chin, and that was sort of it. He went down and Stipe finished him off, and you think about it, that's the first championship that Cleveland has had since 1964 of any sport. And that's including the three major sports, baseball, basketball, football here in the States. 1964. And I was a little, maybe not quite so tongue in cheek, but I was having a little bit of fun at Cleveland's expense, in the sense that you go to the knockoutradio.com Facebook page, you see the post where I said, what is MMA? No, what was it? I said, I'm going to get this. I have to get this right because I think I'm funny, and I think everybody else should think I'm funny too. But it was trying to go about it the Jeopardy way. It was, I'll take sports for 300, Alex. This is currently the most popular sports in Cleveland. What is MMA? MMA is correct. You now have control of the board. How much of a difference does a championship make? Does it matter if it's within a quote-unquote major sport? Or can it be in something that's not quite so mainstream as a lot of people like to think that MMA and specifically the UFC is, at least here in the United States? I think this obviously does a lot for MMA fandom in the city of Cleveland. Does it affect, and I kind of want to get everybody else's thoughts as well. It's been only a handful of years in comparison for the Tampa Bay area. We're going on 12. But when it comes down to it, a championship's a championship, is it not? Let's say if It had been since 1964 since a major championship was brought to the Tampa Bay area. And if some fighter had fought and won the UFC championship, regardless of the division, they win. They bring it back. If it's Gian Herrera, friend of the show, part of Randy Regime, been friends and following him and covering him since his second pro fight. He's in the UFC now. Let's say he brought a championship to the Tampa Bay area back home. How much of that changes the perception of the sport within just that city? Does it do anything for the region, southeast region, or I think this is pretty significant. Now, obviously, recently Cleveland has had the Cavaliers. Last year, they went to the finals. In 07, they went to the finals. They didn't win either time. Those are their only trips to the finals so far. Again, what I was saying in the first segment today, chances are they'll be going again this year. So they'll get an opportunity, another opportunity. Or is that what most Cleveland fans are worried about right now? Are they completely passing over the fact that Miocic came in and devastatingly won this fight and won the championship, and they're just fingers crossed for the Cavaliers? I actually saw somebody comment on a post pretty much saying that exact thing. I now hope that the Cavaliers can bring the championship to Cleveland. And I was actually that same post that I'm talking about from the knockoutradio.com Facebook page. So that just is kind of surprising to me. MMA is a big deal. Again, it might not be considered a major sport, or one of the top three at least, and maybe not mainstream. I think that's still debatable to some extent. But boil it down, this is a very, very big deal. Also on that card, we had the UFC debut of Christine Justino, also known as Chris Cyborg. Sort of an expected outcome there. Defeated Leslie Smith via TKO in the first round. Took less than 90 seconds for that. And I tell you that I could not have been more disappointed with her response to her questions during the post-fight interview. I almost could not believe what I was hearing. She was obviously asked, okay, you've had a lot of fights, you've had a lot of success, but this is your UFC debut. Well, how do you feel? And she's like, okay, it's great. It's awesome. Fighting the best. I enjoy the opportunity. Everything that an athlete would be expected to say. She was saying it in that first answer. Okay. Check the box. Good to go. Next question, which is basically a what do you see for yourself next type deal. What are you going to do with regards to fighting in the UFC? And she said, well, I made 140 all right. I felt good. I fought well. And I enjoyed fighting Leslie at a catch weight of 140. I will be ready to fight. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. I will be ready to fight. I'm willing to fight at 140 at catch weight. What? I will be ready to fight at 145. What? So far, in that response, she has referenced two weight divisions, quote-unquote weight divisions, that do not exist within the UFC. You've had one fight in the UFC. I understand that you are a big deal in the MMA world and the women's MMA world, but she does not get to make those types of decisions with regards to who she's going to fight in the UFC. She's not going to say that, oh, I'll fight people as long as it's at 140. because the UFC still has to make that fight, and I do not think they would do that. They would not just keep her fighting at 140, because then why wouldn't they just make 140 weight division, which does not make sense. Or she said that she would fight people at 145. There's not a 145 division either. And if anything, we would see a 125 division before we saw a 145 division. We already have the first 125 fight that's booked. So that does not make sense. To me, that statement says that she is not prepared to continue fighting under the UFC banner. And as at least as of right now, she's continued with that thought process because she has said she's planning on defending her Invicta belt. Invicta does belong to Zuffa, but Invicta is not the UFC. She is planning on defending her belt at Invicta. So she has no plans to continue fighting in the UFC. That's what I am seeing. That's what I'm hearing. Call me crazy. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you feel I'm wrong. But that's the way I see it, and I do not understand it. She has apparently gone through all the struggle to get to 140, to get this fight, to fight under the biggest and the best promotion that's out there right now. But she doesn't necessarily think that she's going to fight in the divisions that exist. So that does not, to me, seem logical. However, that's just one person's opinion. I obviously am very passionate about this thought process. It riles me up, but I would like to hear everybody else's thoughts. 866-1013-40. After the break, we'll be getting into some Rays, some Rowdies, and also some stuff coming up with the Bucks. So, one half down, one half to go. Stick with us. We are talking sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at MassageLux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
All right, so for our listeners who happen to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, and happen to not have anything else to do tomorrow, and happen to ride motorcycles, I'm going to tell you about something I just saw. Randy just retweeted, Randy Couture, Randy Harris retweeted Randy Couture moments ago. The Extreme Couture GI Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, is having their 2016 charity ride for our troops. That is tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is a poker run, a charity motorcycle poker run. That is at Las Vegas Harley-Davidson, which is 5191 South Las Vegas Boulevard in Nevada. So, if you want to do that, and you happen to be in Nevada, and you happen to ride motorcycles, and you happen to not have any plans for tomorrow, you're not otherwise occupied, go hang out with Randy Couture and raise some money for our troops, because that's greatly appreciated, because they do a lot for us. So, the Rays. Thoughts. What sort of moves do we feel have panned out over this season? It seemed to me almost as if you're looking at the Rays website and you're following along, just noticing the different posts, the different articles that get written and posted up there. It's like, oh well, so and so pitcher, strong, but can't pull off the win. Archer was winless for the longest time. It was really, really rough going there for a second. But somehow, I mean, I thought it was pretty crazy when I looked, and lo and behold, the Rays are actually middle of the AL East. They're ahead of the Blue Jays by a game and a half, two games on the Yankees. They're at 500. They're 19-19, four and a half games behind the Red Sox and the O's at the top of the division. But just, again, going back to the strength of the pitching, but they weren't having any luck trying to finish off games, to me that said that they weren't scoring enough runs. They could sue for support. Their run differential is plus 17 right now. So it's like, well, I mean, they're scoring more runs. They're plating more runners than not. But not at the right times, I guess. Now, that said, I know that something like last night, they were in Toronto. They swept the Blue Jays in that series. They had three home runs last night. Things are very streaky right now. They had a streak earlier that was snapped by the Mariners. They were swept by the Mariners. They go to Toronto. They sweep the Blue Jays. So it's kind of up and down, back and forth. A lot of craziness going on. But it seems like everything is just very even all the way across. I'm looking at the standings right now. The full line is 19 wins, 19 losses. So that's 500 right now. 10-11 at home, 9-8 on the road. I mentioned the run differential. They're on a three-game win streak. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Is there a way, do we see as fans or as people who are covering the Rays, do we see the Rays being able to pop up with the players they have, or will a move need to be made this year or in the upcoming years on the field to actually see something happen? Or will another change have to be made with the coaching staff? Obviously, again, this is May 20th. We are less than 2 months into the season, into a very long season. So not trying to say that this is the panic. It's time to hit the panic button. But, what's going to give at what point in time? How much leash does Cash have? How much leash do the players have? I mean, it's not like they're going out and spending a lot of money on players, but would it be worth, especially potentially at a catcher position, Conger, rough season. I don't really see any upside to any of the depth chart behind the plate. There's a lot that needs to be worked on. And especially if you can work on improvement from the catching standpoint, I don't think it's going to take much to make an improvement offensively there. But also, especially if you get a good defensive catcher, you're making your pitchers better too. And I am 100% biased. I was a catcher, high school, college, when I played for the Department of Defense, Team USA, catcher. So, very biased there. But, I mean, that was one of the things that, even though Molina was an older player, he didn't hit his weight, which he might have been an all-star if he hit his weight. But, just, he brought more to the table at, from a defensive standpoint than anything. And that's obviously clutch when you're talking about affecting every single pitcher, every single player on the pitching staff. I can't remember. So full disclosure, this is not something, an original thought that I had in the sense of naming players that could or needed to move from other teams, but it is original in the sense of this might be something the Rays could do, possibly, if they wanted to spend any sort of money. Is Matt Lucroy from the Brewers? He had been listed on this particular players that needed to move list. And I thought to myself, well, the Rays really need some improvement behind the plate. He was did he win the MVP? I can't remember if he won the MVP. He was a really, really impactful player for the Brewers recently. He is supposed to get, he's getting $4.25 million this year. He's getting $5.25 million next year. And then he's in unrestricted free agent after that. To 2017, there is a club option. So, I think that his contract was only a five-year, $11 million contract. So, I think they would be able to make some really big moves right there. If they would be able to bring somebody in, I think he would be able to make an immediate impact, give the offense a shot in the arm, be able to be a lot more effective than Casilli or Conger behind the plate from a defensive standpoint. I think my grandmother, who just had two heart surgeries last week, could throw more people out trying to steal second than Conger could right now. It's that type of bad. So I think that there's certainly options that can be coming in and making that immediate impact to get better right away and you don't have to let them settle in, if you will. So, any hoozle, it is 1:45. We are coming up to our last commercial break. Make sure you give us a call, 866-826-1340. That's 866-TAN-1340. And we'll close out the show here in just a little bit. We'll pay our last little bit of bills. But make sure you stick around. You are Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
So I shared something on Sean KO Radio's Facebook page. This was 2 days ago. It was the Preakness post positions and their current odds. So you look at them and you have three horses out of 11 that are in the single digits. Everybody else is 10-1, 20-1, or 30-1. That's how much of a gap there is in the betting, specifically the betting, where the money's going. Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby. That was, I think he was a 2-1 odds-on favorite. Won easily. Nobody was all excited about that. That was expected. Nyquist in the three post position. Exaggerator number 5. 3-1. He was, I think he was number 11, if I remember correctly, in the Derby. And then you have Stradivari, number 11 on the far outside. Not the worst post position in the sense of it's not like in the Derby where there's 20 or plus horses way out there, but 8-1 right there. That's a interesting top three when it comes to looking at the money, but you have Cherry Wine and Uncle Lino in the 1 and 2 spots, both at 20-1. Awesome Speed, number 4, 30-1. Lonnie was also in the Derby, 6 spot, 30-1. Then Laubon, Abiding Star, Fellowship, 8, 9, 10, respectively, all 30-1. And you don't see much else happening besides that. I will follow the money in all of these as much as it pains me. I will agree that Nyquist wins the Preakness. I think it's going to be closer than we actually saw in the Derby. This is a little longer race. I think Nyquist ends up winning, but not by much. I disagree. I do not think Nyquist will win the Triple Crown. I think we will have some time, but again, between our Triple Crown winners, mile and a half is going to be too far for Nyquist at Belmont in 3 weeks. First, he has to win Preakness. That's tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes. Just saying, there's 1 day, 4 hours, 22 minutes, and 40 seconds now until the race starts. So make sure you tune in. It's not the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. That's the Derby. I still disagree with Randy. He does not agree with that statement. But it is what it is. Going actually down to Brazil, I saw this just sort of in passing, so I wanted to bring this up because if this is the case, I cannot believe that the liability being taken on by the International Olympic Committee. This is an out of left field. I have no idea why they would do this, although I kind of do. Brazil is apparently the epicenter of this Zika virus outbreak. We've been hearing a lot recently. There's actually some deaths that have been caused by the Zika virus in Florida. And I heard that through the news that Brazil was the epicenter. Now, later this year, we're going to have Olympians from all around the world going to Brazil to compete. Does that not put not only all of the competitors, the Olympians that are competing for their countries, at risk for contracting Zika, which I believe is transferred through mosquito bites, but then they could potentially, if they contract Zika, could take it to wherever they are when they go home? That's bad news. This, I'm not trying to completely go off the deep end and say, oh, we're looking at the next epidemic, but you certainly set yourself up for some sort of liability, wrongful death. I would have to think that if I'm an Olympian or if I am a country's Olympic committee, I would possibly question whether or not I would go or if I would send a team to a place where there is a very real issue with a deadly disease. So, is money a factor behind it? Yeah, I'd say there's probably a good chance of that. Brazil in general has had a very rough time when it comes to worldwide competitions and making sure that the conditions are the way they should be. Water quality has been an issue. Structural integrity of buildings and arenas has been an issue, not only for fans but for the workers as they are building them. There have been collapses and deaths and all sorts of stuff leading up to the World Cup, leading up to the Olympics, all this stuff that is putting them on the world stage and seemingly full steam ahead. We're going to have everybody still show up. So that's very, very tough to try to do that. Let's see. There was one last thing that I wanted to talk about, or a couple things I wanted to hit. We just have 3-4 minutes left in the show. Mike Smith says that he's very impressed with Winston. Obviously, Mike Smith, former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, coming in to be the defensive coordinator for Coach Dirk Koetter. I think that's good. A lot of people would say, well, it doesn't really matter because practices aren't really not much goes on in practice too much. They're not going at full speed. But I would have to think that especially as a former head coach, a recently former head coach, the way he tries to put his defense together when they are trying to go up against Winston in practice, they will actually get better because of that. And once again, we talk about expectations and the movements that we saw not only this offseason with the draft and free agency and stuff like that, but over the last couple of years trying to build up the defense and moves they thought would work. Now they have a really, really good quarterback to be going against to force them to get better. So the planning off the field, the execution on the field, I think goes hand in hand when you're talking about defense going against Winston, even though it is a practice setting. So we look to see how the start of the season is going to go, who's going to be where. Obviously, wide receivers are going to be a very important part for the team. Again, injuries. Will Vincent Jackson stay healthy? Mike Evans continues to improve as he's growing in the league. Lewis Murphy continuing to improve, but he still has to make sure he's 100% from his knee injury last year. So pushing everybody trying to get better, be it any of those three, be it Kenny Bell, fifth-round pick last season, was on IR, so he's going to have to step it up. Monken, it's the receivers coach and the OCO, so he's going to have a lot of decisions to make coming up for the 2016 season. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the Press Box Sports Emporium during the 2016 season, 222 Southville Mabry in Tampa, 7 to 8 o'clock the day after the games for the Bucks. Make sure to keep following us on Twitter at Knockout Radio, at KOEggs, knockoutradio.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.
She could be 18 with an attitude of 19, kind of snotty.